I am Matt Parker, your host of the House Rich Homeowner Podcast. Managing your home finances is hard. After many years in the mortgage industry, I've decided to combine my knowledge, resources, and connections and turn them over to you. Each week, I'll be featuring different home finance experts from my own personal insight to help you achieve financial peace at home. Let's go. Hey, Matt Parker here. Very excited to be with Kip McCulloch. Thanks, Kip, for joining us today.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Kip, I know. Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So you are the, you wear a few hats. You are the owner of Kit and Coop real estate team. And then you also are the managing broker of the Oakwood North Vancouver location. So you're obviously very busy. So thank you for carving out some time for us. I appreciate that. Just to start off, I know that I always like to ask a fun question on what would be one thing that not many people know about you?
I'm a pretty big Dave Matthews Band fan. Okay. I've seen that band live 65 times. I usually follow the band around every summer. So it's kind of my stick. I usually do it with my twin brother as well. But most people would know that I have a twin, but yeah, this summer is going to get a little messed up as I had 10 shows in the pipeline. But yeah, no, it's a cool thing. I've been following them for, I don't know, 15 years now. And, that's kind of my stick is chasing around the Dave Matthews Band when I can in the summer.
Keeps you. That's thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. I know what to get you now for.
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
How did you get started in real estate? So what made you want to jump in? What's your story there?
My dad was a commercial developer, and he ran his own company for many years on the retail development side. So real estate was always in the family, or was, you know, always around it. So kind of after my undergrad, I did my urban land economics diploma at Sauder Business School in real estate. And uniquely, I actually got hired by them after that program. And I actually worked there for 3 years. And this was in around 09, 10, 11, when the market was kind of slow and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And so I kind of took on a little bit of an academic job there. Managing and developing the academic material for the appraisal program across Canada and then the real estate licensing program for BC. And eventually I kind of got, you know, a little bit tired of that and antsy, and I knew I was going to be in real estate. I just wasn't sure what arm of the industry, and I kind of tested a few things out and realized that sales was more my thing, and I liked people, and I didn't like the 9-to-5 desk job lifestyle. So, got my license out of the urban land program, kind of comes with it, and got licensed up, and the kind of the rest is history.
Oh, cool. You might have touched on this a little bit, but what would you say is why you love what you do?
Well, I mean, first off, I love working for myself. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit at heart. So that was the natural inclination to go towards sales. But at the end of the day, I love helping people. And the situation I'm in now is that I have an incredible business partner to bounce ideas off. And collectively, it's great that we get to motivate each other and keep each other honest over the years.
Yeah, hold each other accountable. Yeah, ideas.
Sure. It's probably, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Head, no, that's,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's so important, right? Yeah.
It is. I'm very lucky. We've been partners for 5 years. So, you know, among that, I mean, just helping people, it's just a passion of mine. So it was a natural thing to go to that.
Oh, very cool. That's wonderful. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you envision yourself doing? Where would you be?
For sure I'd be working for myself, whether it's in the same industry as real estate. You know, I love the stress and flexibility of working, you know, for myself. There is a chance it could have been a hockey coach. I spend a lot of time volunteering still to this day, the BC hockey programs. The other side, I'm very interested in the stock market. I think that I'm just intrigued by how it works, and I could maybe see that or the development side, but wherever would pique my interest outside of this would probably be those two. Yeah, the stock market and development would probably be where I would end up.
Yeah, perfect. We're in an interesting time as we're recording this. We're still the start of April 2020, and we're in the midst of the COVID situation. And given that, or just given your advice in general, historically, whichever you prefer to kind of go with, because I know we will, you know, eventually we'll get through this and things will probably normalize or get back to where they're supposed to be. Any advice for home buyers or home sellers on the current market and what's happening?
I think, you know, it's an interesting time. From my mindset before we got into this, and what I told people is this is going to be short term. So you've got to prepare in the short term and keep the right mindset. And that when we get in the trenches, that you're going back to that mindset. This is short term. This is short term. I think for buyers, it's, you know, educating them that, hey, listen, not everything's going to be a fire sale here. So if you're going to want to write 20, 30, 40% below ask on something, you're probably going to waste a lot of time, especially expose yourself to a potential virus issue. You know, safety is paramount for now. But, you know, with buyers in this market, the interest rate has come down. Not so much on the borrowing side. Banks are still holding up on their long-term rates. So I do think there'll be some, you know, leniency there in the next few months as the bond market potentially could come down. You know, on the sales side, it's listen, just be patient. The sky's not falling. Vancouver's markets, you know, mainly, you know, driven by interest rates. And I think, you know, the biggest piece of advice would relate to submarkets. You know, where are you owning? Where are you selling? You know, housing markets like West Van and North Van are probably a little bit more shock resistant than outliers and other markets that are higher price points. You know, West Van, North Van's been kind of hit for the last 3 years, been driven down. So they were, you know, bouncing out January, February, March. We started to see a big rebound in that detached market. And I still think you've seen the bottom of the North Shore. So, you know, sellers hold tight and buyers, you know, you got to be patient as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that we're probably in a situation where it's not as though people are going to start giving their homes away and just start selling them. I think it's either you'd probably just hold on to it and maybe postpone your sale if you were planning to list, unless there was some sort of urgent factor with, you know, relocation of employment or just something that's kind of unforeseen. But I have to agree that I don't know what your thoughts are, but I have a thought process on once we get through this and let's say interest rates are quite low, because they're heading that direction. I mean, we've seen a bit of a difference in terms of how the banks are pricing, how they're changing their variance off of prime rate and things like that. But I think that once we get more normalized, that we'll see that sort of come back to where it probably should be. But I'd imagine that inventory will most likely be lower than we've thought. And also interest rates will be quite low. So we might be in a situation where it becomes more of a seller's market in the future because of that. Would you want to speak on that a bit?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And it's great comment. Interest rates drive the market. So you know, coming out of this year, beginning of the year and end of last year, we were starting to see a lot of, you know, final, you know, pent up demand that was finally coming to the market. So, you know, price points under 155 North Van, multiple offers. And so you saw the bottoming out. Now all of a sudden you're dropping interest rates here. And, you know, regardless of what happens to the stock market, I don't think a lot of people under the 1.5 price mark get affected by the, you know, the COVID buyers. None of those people have, you know, extra money lying around that was in the stock market to begin with. They're people that have equity in their homes. They're people that have been saving their down payment. So, you know, I think it could be fuel to fire. You know, and I do see that, you know, there's potential where people that wanted to get out of condos probably have that, you know, final nail in the coffin where it's like, yeah, who wants to be in a condo right now? If you're stuck inside all day long sharing elevators, it's kind of giving you that motivation to finally make that move to detach. And so, you know, even with my current example, like I'm refining a couple of properties this year. We have to refi an office space and we have to refi a rental property we own. Couldn't be a better time in the last 5 years to be refining on cheap money or at least, you know, moving up the market.
Yeah, no, great points. Thanks for sharing that. I know that'll be very useful for the client base. What would be, is there a property that you've sold or were a part of the purchase process that was the most memorable to you that you just, that just stands out as one?
Yeah. I mean, I think the one sale I always remember, I double-ended a door knock in the West Side, like 2016, and it kind of kickstarted my career. And it was this old German guy. And yeah, I brought my own builder to the project and, you know, everything went dandy and everyone was happy. But I remember I took that commission check and I bought a pre-sale in Lower Lonsdale, literally within weeks of closing. And then kind of the rest is history. I turned that into a house and we bought an office space and all from like literally showing up at a guy's doorstep at the right day. And yeah, I'll never forget that. That totally was a changer in the career.
Oh, very cool story. That's how it all comes together, right? It's pretty amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, super, super fortunate there. And I count my blessings all the time.
I talk about house rich with clients and just kind of the complete opposite of when people think of house poor or that kind of thing in Vancouver. When I say house rich to you, what does that mean to you?
I mean, for me, it's kind of, you know, multiple assets that have equity built up, either with your principal residence. So, you know, that tax free sale one day or with multiple properties, that you only been rented or tenanted, paying down a mortgage. You know, for me, I've been fortunate enough to own a bunch of, you know, real estate and we own our office space in Lower Lonsdale that, you know, you always got to think long term. You can't, you can't just focus on the short term. So for me, it's that retirement plan, you know, being able to take that equity out one day and you know, retiring is what it kind of means to me. And I'm always, obviously in real estate, I'm always pro buying land. And especially like now with such, you know, so much uncertainty that, you know, you don't wake up one day and your house is worth 30% less, but you certainly can wake up and your portfolio can be 30% less.
Yeah, so true. So true. Great point. I know a lot of people will probably want to connect with you just to get your advice and your expertise. Where would be the best place for homeowners or sellers to reach out to you personally?
Personally, probably best place to reach me, kitandcoop.com. It's kitandcoop.com. Our office is in Lower Lonsdale, located right beside Ernest Ice Cream. So pretty hard to miss.
Wonderful. Well, Kit, I really appreciate it. Grateful to have you here. Thanks for sharing all your wisdom. And we'll put all of that information for people to reach out to you as easily as they can. And thank you again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
If you're like most homeowners, you don't know that your mortgage can be tax deductible. That's why we created a free resource for you called How to Transform Your Mortgage from Bad Debt to Good Debt. Go to mattparker.ca/good debt to download this free audio training to learn three simple strategies that'll give you the clarity and confidence to create your tax deductible mortgage plan on your terms. We are so grateful for our listeners on the House Rich Homeowner and want to keep producing content that you want to hear and would love your feedback. Make sure to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast to help us grow the House Rich community.